I come from another planet, where people like me are built like this. But our planet was destroyed. And now, I must search the universe for ways to make more of my people. We had breeders back home. We have to search the world over to find more breeders. They sent what was left of us out, each in our own ship, hoping to spread our people across worlds, so that maybe we wouldn't be extinct. But it's hard to find willing breeders. It's hard to find people that want to carry an alien. For that's what they think of us like. We can talk to you telepathically. We can do things that other people can't do. We are what they call Fuda. This land looks to have promise. Maybe I shall find a breeder here. Ah, there appears to be a town over there. Let me walk over and see what I can find out. I am here to speak to your leader. I am from another world. May I speak with him? Thank you. You see, I am not armed. I do not wish to do you harm. Please. Thank you. I will wait here. I see many women around. Those would be the breeders. But the men look very protective of them. Especially of the pretty one up there. She sits higher than the others. I wonder why. Maybe there is a reason she is revered above all others. I hope to find out. Yes. You are the chief of this tribe? I have come from a planet that has died, and we are looking to populate the world with our people. That means I'm here to find a mate. No, not forever. Just to plant my seed in her. Oh, we have seed. We are a different type of woman than you have here, hence the different color to our skin and the features of my face. Yes, I want your women. Or particularly, I want one. That one. Up there. She has the perfect physique for breeding. Your daughter? Oh. Well, can we come to terms? I could challenge you. Back home, we do not challenge people to physical battles. We challenge people to physical stamina. That means that we would both stroke our cocks, and whoever lasted longest would win. Should you last longer than me, then I will not breed your princess, and I will go back to my world searching for more breeders. Should you come first, then I get to breed your princess, and she will grow big with my child, and populate your world with my Fuda. You do think so highly of yourself, sir. Yes, private or public is fine by me. Which would you prefer? Well, lead on to your tent, sir. Customarily, we both stroke until we are hard and then the time starts. Whoever comes first, they are the loser. You truly don't believe it? Here. I will remove my breeches, and you may see how impressive my member is. There. And that's soft, dear sir. Yes. So, let me see yours. Not bad. He is good for a man. We didn't have many men on our planet. But the ones that were there were very happy men. Yes. Now, just close your eyes and focus on whatever you like. There we go. Let's see what his fantasies are. Oh, that is quite unusual. But yes, I can use that. Good fantasies to get him nice and hard. Okay. You will never know what hit him. Yes, it looks like we are both hard. We must begin. My large tits just feel so good in my hands as I stroke my cock. Do you like the look of them, Chief? Yes, it is rather big. I have plowed many fields with this cock. I am one of the most fertile of my planet. That's why they sent me out. But I'll admit, I miss having it pounded into a man's tight ass. Bending him over, taking him by force. Pulling him up against my body to feel my tits against his back as I stroke his member. Yeah. Tightly clamping down on me as I fuck his tight little ass. Oh, yes, that's what I miss. I miss a man wrapped around my cock. I miss taking a man's cock into my mouth. Rolling my tongue over it. I miss him bending me over and taking my sweet ass with his cock. Yeah. Oh. Feeling so full and pounded. My breasts bouncing as he fucks me. Yeah. You know, you can't slow down. Keep pumping. Same speed. That's right. You're thinking about my tight ass, aren't you? How it would feel wrapped around your cock. Yeah. Plowing into this soft, round bubble butt. Feeling it squish against you as you... There we go. Okay, yes, yes. Ah. It is not shameful, sir, to lose to such a woman as me. I have outlasted many men and many other Fuda. And I did have a trick up my sleeve, for I could tell what you desired most. Oh, you don't seem to mind. How about a deal? I will go talk to your princess. I will make sure that she wants me before I breed her. And then I can come back, and you, sir, can fuck my ass. What do you say? Deal of a lifetime, don't you think? Plus, you get a Fuda grandchild. And that child, oh, will be a glorious breeder. Soon, there will be chicks with dicks everywhere. good sir. I shall go up and speak to your daughter. Yes, I promise she will say yes before I do anything to touch her. I'll be back. Hello, pretty lady. Did you see me coming onto the field to talk to your father? Yes. I have won a battle of sorts. And I wish... Well, I wish to breed you, dear woman. That would mean that you would be carrying an alien child like me. For every woman that is impregnated by a Fuda gives birth to a Fuda. How is that possible? Well, I have a dick. It is quite an impressive member. Yes. So I wish to impregnate you with it. But what I promise is I can be anything that you desire. How? Oh, well, I have the great power of telepathy. So as you're turned on, I will do what I know will turn you on more. Yes, it means I can read your mind, but I won't do it without your permission. I also will not breed you without your permission. Though I will have to choose someone else in the village, for I will breed before I leave. You would like to be chosen? How about this? I'll show you what you're working with, and then you may decide. Here. This is my full naked form. Should you choose, this is what you'd get to play with. Oh, girl. Yes. I can tell by the sweat that just broke out on your brow, the heat that is between your legs, that this form, you desire it, don't you? Well, then get over here and show me how much you desire it. Ah, yes. Your mouth feels so good on my cock. You look so beautiful with a mouth full of my dick. Oh. That's it, my princess. Oh, yes. Oh, you always wanted this view, didn't you? To have a dick buried in your mouth. But look up and see my face framed by my big, beautiful tits. Yes. Oh, that's it. I promise you will not have to work hard to get me there. Here, come up to me. I shall pick you up and impale you. Yes. Oh. You wish to be held up and fucked, don't you? To know how small you are compared to me. I shall fill that pussy with my cock over and over again, and you shall feel such great pleasure. Let me just hold your cute ass in my hands and spread your lips and slide you onto my cock. Yes, you love it, don't you? I'm just going to push you up against this pole and have my way with you, girl. Oh, such a tight little body wrapped around my cock. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, use your mouth on my tits. That's right. Oh, you're the perfect height for it. That's it. Oh, you will be bred, princess. Oh, your belly will grow big with Fuda. That's it. Oh, take it. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Scream for me, princess. Scream. Scream louder. louder as you clamp that gorgeous pussy down on my cock. Yes, come for me, pretty girl. Come for me. That's it. Come for your Fuda queen. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God. You're drenching my cock. Yes. Oh, God, yes. Yes, by the gods. Oh, I lay you back. What? Oh. Oh, no. See, we Fuda, when we set our minds to breeding, it's a whole different animal. I promise, within moments from now, you are with my child. His belly will grow big. Yes. Was it everything you ever dreamed it was? Oh, I know. But you rest now, princess. Rest now, mother of my child. You will bring my life into the world. I have a promise to keep. So sleep. Sleep, my beautiful girl. And I will return in a year's time. Your daughter is pregnant with my child. Of course I know. We Fuda, when we wish to breed, breed. The world would be populated with us if we did not get a choice. We are very fertile. Yes, I have come to keep my promise before I leave. Would you like me bent over this? Or would you like me on all fours? I thought you might say that. Here, I'll kneel down on the floor. And put my ass in the air for you. Is that enough to get you hard, dear chief? Yes. Just grab my big, round ass and fuck it, chief. Oh, yeah. That's it. Oh, claim your right. Oh, that's it. Oh, really pound it. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Fuck my ass. Oh, my great big Fuda ass with that gorgeous cock. Come on, chief. Oh, yeah. Slap against me with those full balls. Yes. Oh, you've been sitting here playing with your cock, dreaming about this, haven't you? Yes. Oh, fuck it harder. Claim me as your own. Yes. Do it. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. Yes, fill my ass up. I want you to come in my ass. I want you to fill it up with your hot human seed. Do it. Fill my alien form with your cum. Oh, yes, yes, come inside me. Dear human, come inside me. Yes, yes. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, 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 yes. Oh. I think I have fulfilled my promise. You will find your grandchild to be smart and agile and beautiful. She will make a great addition to your family and your tribe. I will be back in a year's time to check on her. Yes, it was glorious. I am glad I picked this planet, too. But I must go. There are more planets for me to populate. Another successful mission. Oh, such a great job I have.